Fred Film Radio, New York Film Festival, United States.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the 57th New York Film Festival. Today we are here with the director of Martin Eden, Pietro Marcello, and with the translator, Lilia Plino Buen. Good morning, Pietro. Good morning, Lilia, and thank you for being with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about how did you decide to make this movie and the collaboration with Maurizio Braucci?
Ecco, questo film nasce anni fa.
This film comes out of an idea that I had over 20 years ago when Maurizio Braucci gave me the Martin Eden novel, and at the time he told me, maybe you'll like it. So 20 years later, we decided to create a movie transposition of it.
Can you talk a little bit about how did you write the movie with him?
È con lui così che abbiamo deciso di prendere una casa in campagna e di concentrarsi.
So with Maurizio Braucci, we decided to move to a house in the country and start writing and focusing on it. We started off with a transposition of the novel as such, but then we realized that it needed to go beyond that. We had a geographical issue. We needed to set it in Naples, and that's very different from the original setting, because we don't have the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean as cultural references. We don't have Conrad Stevenson or Melville. We have Levi or Pasolini, so it was a completely different approach. The Mediterranean, compared to that, is just a bathtub. And so our Martin Eden is an Italian Martin Eden. It's very rural. It's from the south, so to speak.
Can you expand about why you decided to make this movie now?
Per me Martin Eden è un personaggio, è un archetipo, è il giovane che diventa uomo.
Because for me, Martin Eden is an archetype. It's a story of a boy that becomes a man and redeems himself through culture and through education. However, he ends up being a victim of the cultural industry. This is an archetype that will never grow old, and it's very contemporary as such. And it is a film on social injustice and on social classes that still exist and are present in today's society as well.
Can you talk about your choice for the soundtrack?
Il film è un film che nasce come film popolare. Abbiamo scelto delle musiche popolari.
The film starts off with popular music, so we chose to have Daniele Pace from The Squalor and Teresa De Sio and Joe Dassin, and then our character changes over time, and therefore the music changes likewise. And we have Respighi, then we have classical music, and then Respighi again to close it all off. So the music evolves the same way our character evolves.
The personality of Martin Eden is very complex. He is violent and difficult, but at the same time very generous and grateful. Was it difficult to balance these aspects of his personality?
Ma diciamo anche nel romanzo lui è così e si esprime così perché è un ragazzo di strada.
Well, just like in the novel, he is a kid that grew up on the street, and he is used to having to defend himself all the time. And you have the same issues that always come up in Jack London's novels, that's a struggle for life. In this case, you also have the component of him redeeming himself at a social level. In the end, he becomes a decadent character. He's at the same time also very generous, because he doesn't want to betray the mandate given him by his mentor, Russ Brissenden, and he buys a shop for his sister, and thus he also helps his brother-in-law, who had been his first enemy. As you see in the book, the brother-in-law was the person who originally didn't believe in him at all.
Did you already have in mind Luca Marinelli in the role of Martin Eden while you were writing the movie? How did you work with him?
Ho pensato a Luca fin dal primo momento perché avevo bisogno di...
I had Luca in mind since the get-go. He is a very capable actor who would be able to pull off the development, the hero's path. Somebody that goes from a subproletariat character to a very capable, sharp writer. And Luca was very suitable for this kind of evolution. We worked very well together. It was an experience of growth and evolution for him, for me, for everybody involved. So, yeah, I had him in mind since the very beginning.
The use of archive footage enriches the movie in many levels. Can you talk about this choice?
Io ho sempre lavorato con gli archivi nei miei film. Ho realizzato film a basso budget.
I've always worked with archival footage in my films. I make low-budget movies and I use stock footage to a great extent, and I also use the counterpoint style editing. It was a way for me to talk about history as a whole, about the 20th century, the short century, with archival footage. I also use that to talk about Martin's past and about the short stories he writes. That's a technique that allows me to do that. I also wanted to experiment, and this is something that we do with the usage of stock footage.
Thanks to Pietro Marcello for being with us today, and thank you to the interpreter Lilia Plinoglu. And from the New York Film Festival 2019, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.